Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council for meeting for Monday, March 1st, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a distinct pleasure and honor for me to serve as mayor and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Executive Pastor Danny Dodson of Central Christian Church of the East Valley, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll be led in the pledge this evening by Councilmember Dave Richens. Would you please rise for the invocation and the pledge?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here in freedom tonight, that we can gather and that we can discuss and we can lead in this country. And we thank you for this council, this mayor. We ask your blessing upon them, the decisions that they are faced with in these tough times. We ask that you give to them wisdom and discernment as they lead, and that you help guide them. They would make decisions that would be for the benefit of our city and our citizens. And Father, we thank you for the protection you have given to us, your watch care over us. We ask that you would be with us even here as we meet this evening. And again, thank you, Father, for the freedom, for our country, for the blessings that we have. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Pastor Dodson and Councilmember Richens. Each year we have the opportunity to welcome visitors from our sister city to the south of us, Guaymas, Mexico. And the students that come up and spend a few days with us here in Mesa are always a joy to have, and they bring so much to our community. And we hope we offer a little bit of our community that they can take back to Guaymas. Guaymas being our closest and oldest sister city, we naturally have the closest and most established relationship with them. And there are constantly things going on between organizations here in Mesa, businesses here in Mesa, groups here in Mesa, and fellow groups, organizations, and businesses down in Guaymas. We hope that we can build this relationship even more, because I think that long-term, because of some of our mutual interests, there are things that we can benefit from that go far beyond the great cultural benefits that we have and getting to know each other and understand each other better. There are commercial and educational and other things we have with our sister cities. So I'm going to invite Ana Cadillo, who is the president of Mesa Sister Cities, up. And Ana, if you would please let us know what's going on, and we'll give a formal introduction of our students.
Sure, thank you. Thank you to the City of Mesa. For Mesa Sister Cities, we really appreciate all the support of the City of Mesa. Mesa Sister Cities is to foster international cooperation and understanding through community involvement and people-to-people relationships between Mesa citizens and those of other countries. Our belief is that through a variety of exchange programs developed with each sister city, a bridge of international understanding can be built. The goal for the program is for each community to learn more about each other and to develop lasting and meaningful exchanges in many areas, including education, business, culture, technology, and medicine. These exchange programs give people, organizations, and businesses the opportunity to develop their quality of life as they share and build in their respective areas of interest. The Mesa Sister Cities Association meets regularly on the second Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. The five students from Guaymas, they are visiting from the Centro de Estudios Tecnológicos del Mar. The teachers, Cecilia Ramirez and Laura Arroyo, the brothers, Cecilia and Laura. And the five students are Hector Campa, Ana Germán, Daniel Martinez, Cruz Ruiz, and Luis Hinojosa. They are attending for 2 weeks classes at East Valley Institute of Technology, EVET. The best technical student in the country. We want to also say a special thanks to Dr. Downey and their faculty and staff to hosting the students of EVET. Also to our members of sister cities, they are taking, doing different activities during this week, couple 2 weeks, the next couple 2 weeks. And we would like to say thank you to these businesses, the Hotel Marriott Mesa and the Hyatt Place Phoenix Mesa for their support. And finally, special thanks go to the host families, Scott and Teresita Kreninsky, to Rex and Mary Ellen Griswold, and to Pat and Chris Esparza. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ana. Thank you, students, and bienvenidos a nuestra ciudad. Y ojalá que tengan un buen tiempo aquí en nuestra ciudad and have a great time, okay? Thank you. I don't have any idea what I said. I was just reading the script here. Okay. Well, if we had Vice Mayor do it, he'd do it in Korean, and that wouldn't do very well, and that wouldn't work. Okay. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is to take action on our consent agenda. Consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. While Kevin's coming up, we have another group here. I'd like to recognize a group of students from ASU. You guys all want to stand? We love having you. They're here getting learning about government as part of their public administration program. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thanks for being here. And we promised them a short meeting, Kevin, so hurry up. Come on. They got an important social agenda to take care of.
Right. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Community Asset and Resources Enterprise Partnership, one-day event on March 17th, 1910 South Gilbert Road. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase replacement enterprise document management system. Item 4B, act on supply contract for industrial supplies. Items 4C and 4D have been deleted. Item 4E, act on two-month extension of term contract for tires. Item 4F, act on contract to upgrade traffic management center equipment. This project funded with federal grants and the approved fiscal year 09-10 transportation operating budget. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase one new armored vehicle tactical ramp system, fully funded by the Federal Homeland Security Grant Program. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase one replacement mobile bomb command vehicle, fully funded by the Federal Homeland Security Grant Program. Item 4I, act on contract for Central Arizona Project Turnout Structure, project funded from the adopted fiscal year 09-10 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 5A, act on resolution approving Airport Improvement Program grant agreement with FAA for Falcon Field Airport. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z10-07, 141 North McDonald, expansion of existing school. And item 7, assigned delinquent accounts to collection services for three-month period ending December 31st, 2009, totaling $684,947. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any council member that would wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, any requests from the public to remove any items?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh to approve the consent agenda with a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is to take action on the city manager's recommendation to appoint Frank Milstead as police chief. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council. It is my privilege today to recommend for the police chief position. As the council knows, we've gone through a very extensive process in the search for a new police chief. We've involved many different individuals from the community, from the employees groups. We've had open houses. We've had opportunities to meet with specific stakeholders that work on a regular basis with the police department. We've brought in different individuals from the business community, from also adjoining jurisdictions, an opportunity to hear their perspective in helping us to assess who would be the best candidate in Mesa. Not long ago, about a month or so ago, we announced a final group of three individuals, the finalists for the police chief position. And frankly, we were in a very good situation in that any one of the three was very well qualified, had the experience and the ability to serve as the police chief for the city of Mesa. In the end of the day, after careful consideration on my part of spending some time with each of the candidates and talking with them, as I told each one of them, they were each qualified and certainly could serve in the capacity of police chief very well. But we were looking for also trying to find the right chief for right now at this time. And so today I will be recommending Frank Milstead as Mesa's new police chief. Frank comes to us from the city of Phoenix Police Department, where he's been a commander for several years and had many different experiences. Currently, his assignments have him working with Homeland Defense Bureau and the downtown operations. Not only does he have his specific rank, but I think what you'll find from what Mr. Milstead will bring as the police chief is a strong communicator, someone who's willing to roll up his sleeves and listen to the officers out in the field on the beat, also to sit down with their community members and visit with them about what's going on in their neighborhoods and finding out ways that we can work with them. He's also, I think, will be do very well in working with our community and our very diverse group of neighborhoods and helping them come up with solutions. And probably of note, Council, you may find this of interest too, is currently Mr. Milstead's office is housed in the fire department's headquarters. So there's some hope there for relationship building also. So with that, Mayor and Council, once again, will be recommending Frank Milstead as the police chief for Mesa. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank, you want to stand up first so everyone can see you? We'll have you up here in just a second. Don't worry. You're not going to get off this easy. So
they said have 30 minutes prepared.
30 to begin. We'll go on from there. Now, I don't know if anyone will be left in the auditorium by the time you get done, but you can talk as long as you want.
30 seconds,
that's right, yes. Small little difference. Well, just to get right to it, I have a motion to approve the recommendation made by Councilmember Summers and a second by Councilmember Richens. Do we have any discussion? I was going to say, I hope we do. Councilmember Richens, thank you.
I reiterate what Chris had to say, that we did have five fine candidates to choose from, and it was difficult to even choose between those five, but I think that speaks well to our police department and the caliber of officers that we have and the programs that they run to keep our streets safe and to do the job that they do with such limited resources and in tough times. And so I'm thrilled to have Mr. Milstead as Chris's selection. I think he'll do a great job. He has my confidence as our new chief, and I'm looking forward to working with him in various capacities as we move forward.
Thank you. Councilmember Summers.
When we attended the event this week, was a weekend of the police appreciation cookout, I was impressed by the number of unsolicited comments we received on how pleased people were, both police officers and civilians, with the selection of Chief Milstead, and I think that goes a long way to speak to how well he has been involved in the community will do in this city. That said, you know John Dean over at the Phoenix Fire Department. He gave me this whole list of things about you, and I won't embarrass you right now, but we should probably talk. So, congratulations, Chief.
Thank you, and I will tell you, under no obligation to speak with Councilmember Summers. And,
he might want to, though.
Vice Mayor.
First of all, I'd like to express thank you to Vicki Myers, who's been serving as interim chief, and while we've been going through this process, she's done an outstanding job. And now that we are getting a new chief in place, I hope everyone rallies together in the department and we're able to move forward. There's a lot that needs to happen as far as getting everybody up to speed. We've been in interim mode, even though we've been functioning well and it's been going well. It's time to move forward, and I hope everybody can get together and get behind our new chief and give him the support he needs. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Okay, anyone else? I would just like to thank you. Thank Mr. Brady, Chris. I know this was a very well thought out, sometimes plotting process. I don't think that anyone would have, as we started, would have said, gee, it's going to take us this long to complete the process. But there was one thing we all agreed on, that regardless of how long it takes, we're going to get the right person. And I think we had a wonderful dilemma, and that is that we had literally five finalists I know that were outstanding candidates. And as Chris said, it wasn't about who was better than the other or who was worse or any of that, because we had all good people. But at some point in time, you need to choose that person who's the right fit at that time for the problems and the challenges and the opportunities we have. I fully believe that any one of the people that were finalists could have been successful as Mesa's chief of police. But I have full confidence that Frank Milstead is the right person for right now, just as Mr. Brady said. I think that I hope that those internal candidates stay with us because they're quality people and they'll continue to do great work and add to what is already an excellent police department. And we look forward to Chief Milstead taking it to even greater heights. So I will be supporting this recommendation and look forward to working with you, Chief. So please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Congratulations, Chief Milstead. Now you get to walk up to the front. If you can come up here, please. Mr. You'd like Mayor. To just say, use that 30 minutes, 30 seconds, whatever. Turn the
Mayor.
Clock on, please, Ms. Crock.
You have 3 minutes.
Go for it.
If the little red light starts to flash, that should be an indication.
Yeah, or if we start waving our arms, that's a further indication.
No, red lights come on.
Go right ahead.
Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council Members, and Mr. Brady, I thank you for your support. This is a great honor. I think best we could say is the complexity of this process is directly linked to the importance of the position. So at the end of the day, I appreciate all that has gone on. I look forward to building relationships with each of the council members and the mayor, trying to identify what is particularly important to your council district and how the police department can help provide you a way to solve some of those issues. I particularly wanted to thank Mr. Brady for his time and his kindness throughout this process. Tricia Sorensen and how she handled what went on with each of us throughout the process. The city of Mesa is an incredible place. I stopped at a little coffee shop as I was waiting to come here to sit and take a few moments, and I will tell you the woman who ran the coffee shop came outside and said, are you him? And I said, I think I am. I said, if it's a good him. And I told her, and I think it's appropriate for the moment, I really like the community, the warmth of the community, and I really think this police department is an excellent police department, and I look forward to moving it forward and taking it to another level. And I think the direction that I've got from council and from the mayor and the city manager is very clear. And I think it's a very noble mission, and I'm proud to be your new police chief. And I wanted to say thank you to each of you.
Thank you very much. And you may not know that there was a follow-up to that story because I heard from someone in that coffee shop. They came up and said, are you him? You talked, they walked back, and someone at the counter said, well, who were you talking to? And he says, oh, I think it was that blankety-blank mayor. So, all righty, thank you and congratulations. Okay, next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. I have one card, is that it? Okay, Mr. Gary Sievers. Mr. Severs, welcome.
Well, as Yogi Berra says, it ain't over till it's over. So I've been reading the newspapers, and the best public relations for the bid for Mesa was when Rose Mofford went to the state government and said that she was taught how to hit by Babe Ruth, how to steal by Ty Cobb, and she dated Abner Doubleday. So when I was at the mayor's breakfast, I was asked by a couple of city officials to write the Mesa fight song to keep the Cubs in Mesa and update it from Stay Cubs Stay and make it positive. So there's positive references to the Ricketts family offering the bid. There's positive references to the Chicago Cubs players and also positive references to Chicago Cubs announcers. But I need the help of the people from the audience, because if you're from Chicago, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you have to clap. ASU, will you help me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When I hit the clipboard, you keep clapping. When I don't, you stop. All right, clap.
Mesa has the Christmas lights. Naples has mosquito bites. Mesa has no baseball rain. Naples won big hurricane. Everybody now, stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey there, Naples, it's just insane to hope spring training in a driving rain. Mesa's in a drive-safe valley. Naples in Alligator Alley. Captain Hook could hear tick-tock when threatened by the Naples croc. Everybody now, stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey there, Naples, you got a plan to make a bad version of Peter Pan. Naples builds a water park. Naples hides an evil shark. Mesa has no ocean laws. Naples gonna remake Jaws. Everybody now, stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey there, Naples, you got a shark that makes it risky after dark. Conventioneers in Chicagoland pick the cactus over the sand. Mesa makes Chicago glad. Naples won big hanging Chad. Everybody now, stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey there, Naples, it's easy to lie when you cast your ballots on a butterfly. Mayor Smith and Governor Jan got the vote of the Ricketts clan. But Naples still disputes the call. So we sent them a Steve Bartman ball. Everybody now, stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey there, Naples, you caused a base brawl because we caught you stealing on a foul ball. Chicago has its Leo's lip. The Bulls, the Bears, and Rush Street hip. But Mayor Smith chews sugarless gum and calls it Wrigley Stadium. Everybody now, stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey, Chicago, buy new today at Smith and Brewer Chevrolet. Last series win was in 08. But Pinella says the Cubs will be great. Vote Wrigley West in 2010. With Fergie Ron and a good bullpen. Everybody now, stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Holy cow, and Jack's hey, hey. Stay Cubs, stay. Stay Cubs, stay. Hey there, Mesa, what do you say? Give the Ricketts Cubs a big hooray. Is the mayor still smiling?
I am.
Oh, thank you.
But this is the one time I'm glad that state law precludes me from commenting on your... Thank you. Thank you. That's pretty impressive. Oh, did I just step over the line by giving a compliment to items from Citizen Present? Thank you very much. Any other business? Councilmember Summers.
As one final item on the police chief, my wife just texted me that is his birthday today.
Is it so, your birthday? Oh, we have to sing happy birthday.
We can get him back up here.
It's either another Cubs, stay Cubs. Wait, it's not on the agenda, though, so I don't know what we can do.
All right.
Yeah, already interfering with police.
Oh, I haven't begun yet. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. 1, 2, 3.